Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. Minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the 8th day of November 2022. It is Election Day, so I'd encourage you to get out and vote today. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM here in San Juan County in Durango, Colorado. You can tune us in, of course, at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet, you can always listen to us from our website. We are streaming there 24/7, 365 at ksje.com. We also want to welcome our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. The program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So welcome aboard, everyone. We are glad that you are with us this morning, because coming up in the next few moments, my guest this morning, Jamie Church, is here from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, and she's brought a special guest with her, which we'll talk about more in just a moment, but we'll get an update from the Chamber, some big upcoming events and more. Stay tuned for that in the next few moments right here on KSJE. And then, of course, later on this hour, we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is ready to tell us about some of the animals available for adoption this week, including, look at that gorgeous, cute kitten on the screen. That's Arizona, who is ready to be adopted. And Jamie Church was just talking about how quiet her house is about to be, so maybe a pet is in her future. We'll find out. I don't know, but we'll see. Coming up next, then, after that, at 9:06, it's Roving with the Arts. Mick Hess is here. Our classical music program, of course, he is featuring music from Shostakovich this morning on Roving with the Arts. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on our Instagram page in addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, you can hear this program and many, many more podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts. Just subscribe for free to KSJE and maybe discover a program that you may have missed recently. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a mostly cloudy morning so far, 43 degrees in Farmington at the moment. We're expecting a partly sunny day today, with a high of 68 degrees, partly cloudy, mild overnight with a low near 40, but then tomorrow a change in the weather. Take a look. Chance of rain tomorrow on Wednesday with a high of 59, and then another chance of rain and snow showers Wednesday night with a low of 26. Sunshine on Thursday, but much cooler weather with a high of only 44 degrees and a low Thursday night of 19. It is certainly getting colder at night. Well, let me introduce my guests who are here with me this morning. As I mentioned, Jamie Church is here from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. Welcome back to KSJE. Good to see you.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Kitten? What about a kitten?
No kitten. No dogs, no kittens.
All right. So, okay. Just trying to help.
Yeah.
Just trying to help.
It is going to get quieter at the church house. But
okay.
No pets.
Okay. And but no meows.
No meows.
No meows. No barks. No.
No, so you're right, it's Election Day. More importantly than Election Day,
okay,
is that after today,
yes,
no more commercials, no more political ads.
How about that,
for
right?
a while
yeah.
until, but
enjoy it while
finally
lasts.
Get rid of all the political ads.
That's
which
true.
I think, I don't know, I've never talked to anybody who loves political ads. But
I don't talk to anyone that was persuaded in how to vote from a political ad either, so I don't know about that.
But anyway.
Yes.
We're glad
to say that KSJE is political ad free,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, as is the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
So thanks for having me on. We do have a lot going on,
yeah,
as usual. Bowl.
That's right. I know we have a special guest waiting.
Yes. So,
just a moment. But I wanted to ask you first about the big women's summit.
Yes. Hugely that was successful.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And again, we had 400 people attend. It was a full day of great presentations and networking and connection. And already planning for 2023. We have set our date. We have reserved our rooms at the Civic Center. We've reached out to our presenters and speakers for 2023. So we're already in the process of that. So it was very successful. We want to thank everybody who helped, who participated, who attended. We've gotten, you know, really good feedback. And we do send out a survey. And I really read through all of them because we want to improve. We know that we had some glitches. We had some things that didn't go quite as we had planned. But with a big event like that, that's just always going to happen.
Right,
so
sure.
We do want to thank everybody who gave us their input and feedback, and we are looking forward to next year. So
okay.
Stay tuned.
Very good. Well,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Again, and all
thank
the
you.
Comments I saw on social media were very positive. I know
yeah.
people just, and they look forward to it. I think folks, it's gotten such a reputation.
Yes.
People are looking forward to it each and every year.
Right.
And I think we'll sign up as soon as you open up that registration
because
window.
We are not going to increase the size. 400 is going to be
That's it.
Because that is about the max, not only that room, but that I feel comfortable having at that event, but we are adding some things on around it, and so 400 will still be it. So next year when registration happens, don't forget to register because it will sell out. So
right.
Anyway, enough about that.
That's okay.
Thanks.
But congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go. So
let's
introduce our guest
absolutely.
That you have brought with you this morning.
Yes.
And we're glad to have you here as well. Sydney Curtis is here, one of the owner partners of the new Crumble Cookie that is about to open, in Farmington. Welcome to you. Good to see you. And thank you for being here as well.
Happy to be here.
Congratulations. You're welcome. And so I know this has been widely anticipated, the store opening.
Yes.
I think you were hoping to open it maybe sooner than now. There's been a few challenges to do this, but the day is finally here, correct?
It's finally here. We have had a lot of challenges going forward with this. One was just location. Like, we really wanted to have a great location for Crumble, and finding the perfect one was a little bit of a challenge, but I think we've got a really great spot. We're on East Main Street next to Aspen Leaf and Olive Garden. And another fun hiccup was our ovens. We were supposed to open a couple weeks ago, but our ovens are in high demand, and it's just kind of part of the whole post-COVID life right now.
Supply chain kind of stuff, right? Okay.
Yeah, so Crumble actually does a really great thing, though, that they take the ovens, and whoever's ready to open, send them their ovens first. So they kind of try and control it that way, or else we'd probably be waiting for a few more months. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's been a long time coming.
Right. I would think so. And a lot of these things out of your control, really.
Yes.
I mean, I think if it was up to you, you would have opened months ago.
Oh, yes.
So we understand. But so give us the details. When is the grand opening?
Okay. Our grand opening is this Friday, November 11th. And Jamie Church will be there at the Chamber of Commerce to do our ribbon cutting at 8 a.m. Our hours are 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. on the weekdays. And weekends, we're going to go 8 a.m. to midnight. And we will start delivery services next week just to give our crew a little bit of a chance to get the feel of things. And get
okay.
Going. So
wow.
Yeah.
You're just hitting the ground running.
We are taking off and we're not turning back.
Okay. Very good. Jamie Church, of course, a ribbon cutting is one of the things that the Farmington Chamber of Commerce loves to do.
That's
and the Redcoats out and about, especially celebrating new or renewed businesses.
Yes.
And so this is going to be an event for you on Friday morning.
So Friday morning at 8 a.m. we will be there with the big scissors and the ribbon and the Redcoats. And everyone is so excited. This has been very, as you said, highly anticipated. And I'm curious now, though, Sydney, because you said you're open till midnight. So I'm like, wow, there's people that'll be, if you have that cookie
munchies
craving,
or something,
if you've
right?
got that cookie craving at 11:30,
it happens more than you think.
I would not be surprised with this following that Crumble has.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about the ribbon cutting. But what is it? What is it about Crumble cookies that is so like, people love so much?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So I think what makes Crumble different than other cookie shops is our rotating menu. So we will always have our chocolate chip cookie on there because it's what's made us famous. It's what the best cookie, in my opinion. And then we'll have a chilled sugar cookie, and that flavor will kind of change. But then we always have four rotating cookies weekly. So you can taste, our slogan is taste weekly. Like, you can taste different flavors every week. And I think the other thing that makes us is we make everything from scratch in store every day, fresh baked. So you will never get a 3-hour old cookie. It's just, our policy is, you know, you have this amount of time to sell a cookie, and usually they take off because they're fresh, warm, and People love fresh warm cookies.
which is why those ovens are so very important.
Which is why I needed those ovens.
Open a store, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So good to know. And there's something about, I think as Jamie was mentioning too, the name Crumble and the following that it has, guess maybe because of some of these standards that the company has and some of the things you were just telling us even before we came on the air this morning, some of the things you had to do to open up, to get the store, the space remodeled for the store.
Yeah. Crumble is very specific with their brand. They have built this incredible brand. I mean, they have only been in business for 5 years and they have over 500 locations in all 50 states now. And it just keeps growing. They have really put all the time and effort into this brand and they want it to just, so you know when you walk into a Crumble, this is what to expect, right? And so that's where a lot of our training has been in, and getting the store ready has just, it's been to perfection. So it's been a lot of work, but I'm really excited because people who know Crumble know what to expect, and when they come into our store, they'll know, they'll see it. So
right.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's great because something like that, we love all of our chamber members. Every chamber member, whether it's the person that has the at-home business to our larger chamber members like our Walmarts and our Lowe's, every chamber member has something to add into the community. And so with Crumble and having their recognition, their brand recognition, people are going to be so excited and bringing people in. It's just that thing that we're all looking forward to seeing this store open, but your date is perfect because you're right before the holidays. So actually, even though the oven's got a little delayed, it might be good.
A little bit of a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. So you're going to save some people some baking time over the holidays. They'll just be like, let's just go to Crumble or let's have them delivered.
We do cater too. So, you know. Thanksgiving, we've got you.
Oh, that's perfect.
Good to know. See? Good to know. And tell me a little bit about choosing Crumble. I mean, it sounds like you were looking for a business to open, and it was Crumble something that you wanted to do, or was it something you did some research on, and they just came up on top, or you started the market?
No, so my husband and I actually moved here from Ohio. He came for a job in the medical field. And I had never heard of Farmington, to be honest, but we've loved it here. It's the land of enchantment, you know. We really loved it here. And actually, I grew up with the founder of Crumble. He's a couple years younger than me, but we lived in this small town. And so when we moved here and I'm going around town, I called him. I was like, Sawyer, we need a Crumble here. Like, this place would do great with a Crumble. And he's like, oh, okay. And he called me back. He was like, do you want it? And I was like, what? And I have no idea about running a business. I'm a stay-at-home mom. Like, I was just out of my comfort zone. So I found myself a partner, Russell Hatch. He owns the Costa Vida here in town. And he's actually my next-door neighbor. And I ran up to him. I'm like, will you help me? Will you mentor me? Like, will you be my partner in this? And he's like, yeah, let's do it. So he's been great. He's been a great partner in that. And I just think everybody wants a Crumble, you know? Let's do it. Sounds great. But we moved here and I'm like, this place would love a Crumble. So
that's great.
But these businesses, I'm sure they do some research on the community, right? On the market.
Oh, say, for sure.
You know, it has to meet certain,
he called
certain
me back
standards, right? To support maybe
to
that type of a business, right?
And Crumble has always been, I mean, at the beginning, especially more of a bigger town type of thing. They are trying to branch out into small towns, I've heard, just because, you know, it's become, I mean, their mission is bringing friends and family together over the world's best box of cookies. Like, you know, and who doesn't want that? Like,
right. Well, that's true.
So, they did do some research on it, and that's part of the location finding was we wanted a good location where everybody could kind of enjoy Crumble. So.
Sure. Well, and Jamie Church, I know you probably deal with this a lot, too, with businesses coming in and looking at the city of Farmington and it's 42,000 people.
Right.
And, well, maybe that doesn't check so many boxes. But then when you look at the weekend or the retail market population of maybe 200,000 people on the weekends, if you've been in town trying to drive through town on the weekend, you know what I'm talking about.
Right, right.
That maybe checks a lot more boxes off and really puts us on a lot of other businesses' maps, perhaps.
Absolutely. And that's why I think it's important for these businesses when they're looking at coming into the Farmington market to reach out to economic development, whether it is Arvin Trujillo with Four Corners Economic or Warren Unsicker with the city or me at the chamber, because we can give you that full story that just 45 minutes away is Fort Lewis College, which is, of 4-year college where people come from all over, and so they recognize some of these brands or their favorites from where they came from, whether it's Crumble or some of the other places that have opened, and they're like, oh, well, let's go into Farmington, they've got a Crumble. So we really do bring in people from all over the area, from the four corners, on weekends and for shopping, and especially during the holidays. And I'm sitting here listening to Sydney, and I've never met Sydney. We've talked on the phone. This is my first time meeting her right now, and she is so young and energetic, and I'm thinking I'm going to ask her to speak at my women's summit next year.
Right.
Because
right.
So just put it down on your calendar, Sydney, because I think our theme next year is going to be that work-life balance, and she just said it. She is a stay-at-home mom. She has two young sons. She's trying to run a business, and there is a real balance there, and most of our chamber members and business owners feel that exact same balance of trying to figure out how to run the business and do that, and then also have your home life and what you do. So I'm definitely going to be tapping Sydney for next year. I get very inspired by these younger entrepreneurs, because we have to have these young entrepreneurs. We have to have people coming in and starting businesses and looking at new models and doing new things. And that's how we continue to build and grow. And so it's just really exciting for me as the chamber director to see what's happening. And so I'm very excited about Friday morning at 8 a.m.
Cool. Yes. I bet you are. I bet you are. That's true. And Sydney, I know you were talking a little bit about, I think the other smart thing was finding a partner, right? You're not having to do this all on your own.
Yeah.
You reached out and found someone who already was in a similar business, mm-hmm. but not a competing business, to maybe offer some insights and guidance for you too.
Yeah. Russ has been a great mentor in all of this. He's really, but he's also been great. He's kind of let me fly. Like, he's kind of giving me my wings. He's not just kind of taking over the whole thing, like, let me do that. He's actually been guiding me and teaching me through all of this, which I think is completely invaluable, and just been a really great experience working with him. He's kind of like, sorry, Russ, my grandpa, in a way, but he's like, I love your energy. You're so bright and vibrant, and you're going to do great. And he's just always encouraging me. And I really think that if you're starting out, like, having your tribe and your people is really important, especially, as you said, like, a young mom. I'm here. I find that it's relatable to a lot of women, but we all support each other. Like, I have had working moms take my kids for me, and it's just, I'm going to cry. No, I'm not. It's fine. It's just been really overwhelming for this community. I've met a lot of people since living here the last 3 years that have just surrounded us and just supported us. And I just think that's been the most amazing thing about Farmington so far, is the people. So.
Well, that's what I think that's we would all agree with you with that too. And that's why we're here.
I know. I'm getting emotional listening, because it's amazing. These people's stories. And as, again, with the chamber, I see it. I mean, it's one of the reasons I feel so passionate about running the chambers, that what you give into your business, it's not just like you rent a space or own a space and you open the door and it's like, oh, you know, you put a lot of time and effort. And I'm sure you've had some sleepless nights thinking about this.
Can you see the bag?
No, I was going to say, we can't tell, but I do know. My dad was a small business owner, and I just think we need to remember, especially we during 2020, when our businesses were not able to be open, and now they are, and we just need to continue to support local and shop local, especially as we come into that holiday season. It's so important. If you can get it locally, try to get it locally before going outside of the area. It is so important to our business owners. So again, I'm going to be saying that message, and I'll be saying it through the holidays and beyond. Shop local if you can, and support local.
Always good advice.
And we are local.
Yes, yes, they are.
A lot of people on Facebook are like, Crumble's a friend, da, 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 no, chain. I'm like, no, we own it. Like, please, we're local.
Well, and the people that work there are local.
Yes,
and you're part of the
community.
Crew. Absolutely.
We hired over 90 employees, which was just crazy to us, because we were kind of worried about that. But people are excited, and they're wanting to be there. Yes. And it's a fun environment. So I'm glad we...
Yes, and they are local, and that's a good point. They are here. Their business is here. Their employees are here. They are from here.
Yeah.
So, no, this is, you know, don't, if you're looking for that gift, or maybe you're trying to do that Christmas party, reach out to them and get that tray and help them launch and be successful. And that's up to us as a community. Help them to be successful. And you cannot do it all on your own.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot could be said about these other, you know, chains that are local. I mean, we have a lot of them in Farmington, and they hire local people, and they support local families. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it all works into the greater economic growth of the community with these businesses. I wanted to ask you about employees too, because we hear all the time about how people can't find enough staff and things like that. But it sounds like you didn't have too much of a
problem. We had over 200 people apply from the area. So we were able to actually like hire what we overhired what we needed because we really had just so many great people apply, which was great. But
it's because of that cookie discount, probably.
It's probably because of the cookie discount. Yeah. I mean, free cookies during your work, like who wouldn't want that, right?
Sign me up.
Yeah. No, but we've got such a great crew. Everybody's just shown up and been there through everything, and they're starting making dough today. So we are like getting ready for everybody on Friday. So come support them.
Very exciting. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
A long time coming, as we mentioned, and you kind of worked through some of these other issues. Yes. I think that people face whenever they're anyone starting a new business, there are things that pop up hoops you have to go through.
And exactly. Well, and especially now. I mean, I think it's challenging no matter what, but especially now as we've been talking about all the different issues, it's even more so. And then again, having that successful launch. And part of it, even with Crumble, even with something as well known as that, it's still you want to get the local people in the door for that first impression. Because whether it's the red, you know, the 40 red coats who are going to be there that all have multiple friends and family and coworkers, it's that first impression. And then that's so important. So Friday is going to be a big day for
it's
you
a
all.
Huge day.
And
yeah.
You're going to have so much adrenaline, but you're going to be exhausted.
I'm going to be exhausted, but it's going to be with a smile on my face.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's the good type of exhaustion.
It's the good type. Yeah. Right.
Exactly. So
very true. Well, congratulations. And we're excited
for
you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. And
thanks for coming in this morning. Jamie Church, I know there's a couple more things we wanted to mention before we run out of time.
Yes.
But it's very exciting to see. I know people have been talking about Crumble for a long time. So, but another opening soon, which has been
15th.
A major addition to the landscape of Farmington, I would say, because it's a gigantic construction project, but another project about to open.
Yes, that's right. So for people in Farmington who remember the American Furniture Plaza, we are ready to do the opening of Three Rivers Estates and Senior Care. So that is their big grand opening is coming up on the 15th, and that is at 9 a.m., and it will be a coffee. You know how I do my focus on Farmington coffees. This is actually going to also be a coffee, so free coffee, tours, ribbon cutting at 9, and I think people are excited to see because, again, we knew that always as American Furniture Plaza, and we've all been watching as the constructions happen. And, again, they've had some unanticipated delays.
Sure.
But so that is going to be very exciting. This is their phase one of two phases, I believe, and we were there for the groundbreaking. We had the shovels, and we were there for that, so it's exciting now to be there for the actual tour and the grand opening.
It's really transformed that whole area, if you remember, because, I mean, it used to be a parking lot, basically, and now there's a building there. There's a big three-story building there.
So
you can't really miss it if you're on that end of town.
Right, and if you have family or parents that are getting to that point, I encourage you to come look, just so you can see what all of your options are, and this is going to be exciting to see what they have to offer. So that, again, is Tuesday the 15th at 9 a.m., and tours and ribbon cutting and coffee. And then we also have a business after hours coming up, one of the most popular of the year at JA Jewelers, and that is on Friday the 18th, and it's their annual coat for kids drive. So for every gently used or new coat that you bring in, you get a raffle ticket, and they do some amazing drawings there.
It's pretty cool when you own a jewelry store, the prizes you can put into some of these drawings and other stuff too.
It's sad now that I run the chamber, I can't win things anymore though. It's very sad. But anyway, I'm just kidding. I love my job. So that is coming up on Friday the 18th, and then the parade. That is coming up on December 1st. So Thursday, December 1st, is the Farmington Chamber of Commerce Christmas Parade, and our theme this year is, again, ringing in Christmas. So we have over 4,000 Christmas bells that were donated by the great folks over at M&R Trucking, and this week I take all the ribbon and the bells over to the San Juan County Board of Realtors, and they're tying ribbons on 4,200 bells. And then on the evening of the parade, a great team from Walsh Engineering will be handing the bells out to children. So we will hand out bells until we run out, and we did this last year, and then what we'll do is ask the children as we get close to Santa to ring in Christmas and ring their bells as loud
as
they
Main Street.
Can. That's right. So the parade starts roughly at Wall and Main and then travels west, and it begins at 5:30 in the evening on December 1st, which is a Thursday.
There you go.
Yes.
It might be cold. It might be warm.
And it, might be perfect.
It might be snowing.
It'll
you be never it's know. It's always a perfect
yes.
weather.
For so the we are accepting parade entries until the 18th. So if you want to submit an entry, either a nonprofit or a commercial or a performing group or marching band, we have it on our website this year. So you can actually go in and fill out the online entry form. And that's at our website at gofarmington.com. Or you can always call us at the chamber and we can get a form to you. So don't wait, though, because we are cutting the entry deadline off at, on the 18th. And one other thing, if I have time to mention it.
You do. You do.
As we wrap up this year and we get ready to plan for 2023, the Chamber did some strategic planning this year, and we really want to get the input from not only our Chamber members, but if you're a business owner and you're not a Chamber member, why? Or do you know what we offer? So we have got, we have prepared a survey that we are going to be sending out through our newsletter, our Facebook page, our social media, all the different places we send things out. And we're just asking you to take, really, it takes like 4 minutes to do the survey so that we can better figure out what benefits we should be offering for the membership, what maybe members are wanting that maybe we're not currently offering, what are we doing well, where could we improve? And if we have people out there that are not Chamber members, why? So is that also something that we can take that information and that input, and then we can try to maybe offer other benefits that are more applicable to our business community here? So we are asking people to take that survey, and we really do want that input. That helps me as we plan going forward into 2023 and beyond. If we're offering something nobody's using, then we probably don't need to be offering it. But if there's something our business owners really need, then we want to hear that. And the most important thing we do is our advocacy. And I think that's the piece that we at the Chamber need to do a better job of marketing, is how much we're advocating, how much we're sending out letters of support when we're trying to get, somebody's looking for a grant or something like that. They contact the Chamber for a letter of support. We go to Santa Fe every year for the legislative reception. We're going to be doing a legislative breakfast with our local senators and representatives. So we do a lot of advocacy, and I think that's the thing that's sort of a hard to put a value on advocacy. But anyway, so we're sending out that survey, and we really would like people to respond.
Okay.
So that's going to be coming up.
Very good. They'll be seeing it probably, well, you mentioned social
probably
media.
By the end of the week, yeah. And we're in our newsletter and things like that.
Lots of places.
Yeah.
So.
And we want to hear, and we want to increase our membership. The stronger our Chamber of Commerce is, the bigger our voice, the stronger our voice when something does come up. And we know from 2020 how important that was to have honest, reliable information coming out, because there were so many rumors and there was so much going on. So I think that's where the Farmington Chamber really showed its value, in that information and all the advocacy we did and the emails I sent to Santa Fe on behalf of our businesses. But so those are the things that we're doing, and we want to let people know. So we're going to be working on some marketing, and we want people to join the Chamber. That, you know, we feel like that is part of what makes our business community strong. And so I want to thank Sydney and my daughter-in-law, who met Sydney over at when they were doing their hiring, and my daughter-in-law was really really selling the Chamber, and I appreciate that.
There you
Sarah,
go.
If you're listening right now, thank you.
It's all in the family.
Yeah, it's all
That's
in the family. But anyway, so please respond to the survey.
Very good. Okay, we'll watch for that. And there you go. And before we go, just a couple more thoughts about some new businesses or expanding businesses. And I just wanted to mention, I know I have some friends who are watching Popeyes.
Yes, that's
And when they put the final
too.
E up on the sign, everyone, you thought they would have lost their minds.
I know.
But
I know.
They're very excited.
Michael's as well. Mike, we're getting a
Michael's is coming. Joann's has moved to a larger store, right? And
right.
so these are,
right.
I think, are all positive things.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. And again, I think these things were all in the beginnings before COVID. What COVID did is it just put a big pause. So everybody had to take a step back and then wait. And now what we're seeing is stuff beginning to move again. And if they were hesitant before, they were waiting to see what was going to happen in 2021. Because let's face it, the first half of 2021 was still a little like
COVID-ish.
Unsure.
Yeah.
COVID-ish.
Yeah.
So now things are starting to move. Those plans are being put back in action. And so that is very exciting. All of that is so great for our community. So just keep it coming. That's what I say.
There you go. Yep. And probably more things that are happening that we don't know about.
Or
that you can't tell us. Because I know you're tuned in.
But until they actually open their doors and have the red coats there,
until you have to get out the giant scissors, yeah. you have to
until
just...
Until they put the sign up, I'm pretty quiet.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Understood. Well, great to have you here. Jamie, thank you for coming in. Sydney Curtis, thank you for being here. Congratulations again. Much good luck with Crumble. And the grand opening again is on Friday.
Yes, Friday at 8 a.m. So
okay.
Come on over.
Yeah.
The ovens will be baking.
They'll be baking. Okay. I promise.
The smell is going to be amazing.
That whole side of town.
You never go home smelling like cookies.
Yes. Oh, I can just imagine how great that's going to smell. And what's the actual address, just for people who don't know exactly?
Of course.
Where it is.
So we're 5150 East Main Street. So between Target and Lowe's in that Olive Garden complex right there. So
right there on the north side of the street.
You can't miss us. We're going to have a huge balloon arch. Like you won't miss us.
Very good. Well, congratulations. And thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Nice to meet you. Thank you very much. My guest this morning here on KSJE. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week. Week 12, eliminate distractions. Studying without distractions is crucial. If you're studying alone, try to find a quiet space or put headphones on to block out noise from your surroundings. If you're in an area trying to study and it's just not working out, relocate. It might be frustrating to have to pick up and move, but it'll be worth it once you're in a good environment. Consider putting your phone on silent or vibrate. You can always respond to your messages after your study session. The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. KSJE is proud to support the Farmington Civic Center, presenting the Vienna Boys Choir, 2 p.m. Sunday, November 13th. These child musicians have been performing for audiences around the world for six centuries, with their purity of tone, distinctive charm, and diverse repertoire. The Vienna Boys Choir, 2 p.m. Sunday, November 13th at the Farmington Civic Center. Find out more at fmtn.org/shows. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.